Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
When God created man with so much confidence in man and invested in man dominion and authority to rule over the earth and replenish the earth, God went back to heaven and sat to control and administer the affairs of heaven and left the affairs of the earth to man in confidence. Somewhere along the line, the devil came in his characteristic manner and stole from man the authority and the audacity that was given to him by God. God became disappointed. The Bible says that it regretted God having made man. But yet he didn't give up on man. God provided a tomorrow for man. And in the tomorrow of man was wired in the salvation of the entire world. God said to the serpent, "You have deceived my man today. You have taken his dominion. You have taken his honor. You have taken his crown. But the seed of this man shall bruise your head tomorrow." So tomorrow is very important. If the devil cannot deny you tomorrow, he has not denied you anything yet. If you will sleep and wake up, then there is hope. That's why Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, he said, "He that is joined to the living has hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion." Tomorrow is the most important day in your life because it is a day that is filled with hope. Tomorrow is the reason why a man who just met with disappointment today will still go to bed and say, "Maybe tomorrow there will be a change." Tomorrow is the reason why the woman and her children that couldn't eat all through yesterday didn't kill themselves. They decided to say, "If we couldn't eat today, maybe tomorrow, who knows, we will find what to eat. Let's cover our stomach on the floor today. Tomorrow." I pray for you here that no matter what, you will not be denied tomorrow. It is only those in the grave that don't have the opportunity for tomorrow. But everyone that is alive has a tomorrow. And because God is involved, your tomorrow shall be great for you. Amen. Let me say here prophetically that may your tomorrow never be worse than your yesterday. Amen. The path of the just is as a shining light. Your yesterday may have been bad, but I say in the name of the Lord, may tomorrow give you hope. May tomorrow give you opportunity. May tomorrow make you rise again. It is only tomorrow that a beggar of today can become a giver. It is only in a tomorrow that a poor man of yesterday can become a rich man. It is only in tomorrow that the one who is begging on the street can be the one that is living in the palace. Only tomorrow can afford you that. Tomorrow is filled with hope. If you still have tomorrow, then you can do something today that will change your life tomorrow. If you still have tomorrow, then you can do something today that will change your life tomorrow. Life is full of decision. And I've always said that successful people, they take their decisions very early in their lives and spend the rest of their lives managing those decisions. And if for any reason you have taken one wrong decision before, take another one today and correct it so that you can have a good life tomorrow. If you still have tomorrow, then you can do something today. Today is the day for investment. Tomorrow is the day for manifestation. The 3 days in a man's life are yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is in history. Yesterday is past. You can't change it. Maybe God is talking to somebody here today. Don't worry so much about yesterday. You can't change it. Yes, it was that bad, but it's not bad enough for you to choke yourself into yesterday and forget the work of today that will bring your manifestation tomorrow. Pastor, you don't know what my yesterday is. I got pregnant in my Genesis 3 and I had a child. My life is messed up. I know, but that is in yesterday. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is in the past. Can you please learn how to forget about yesterday? Can you please learn how to put yesterday behind? Paul said, one thing I do, I learn to put behind me the things of the past. If you don't have a space behind you to put your yesterday, your tomorrow will be in great trouble. Make a chance behind you to fix your yesterday, the errors of yesterday, the mistakes of yesterday, because many people's lives today have been controlled by their actions yesterday. They are still regretting. They are still mourning. Oh, if I had known, I wouldn't have crossed that path. If I had known, I wouldn't have accepted him. That was in your yesterday. Can you move on? Help me tell your neighbor, let's move on. Don't live again in yesterday. The milk is already spilled. No matter the mistakes of yesterday, no matter how much you regret what you did yesterday, you can't change yesterday. That's the frustration. No matter how much you regret it, no matter how much you say, if I am given a chance, I won't take this same action. No matter how much you think about it, no matter how much you mourn, you can't change yesterday. The best you can do about yesterday is to learn from it. The best you can do about your past is to learn. Learn the things that you did that you never should have done. Learn the things that you should have done that you didn't do. Learn the things you did that brought you into a mess. That's the best you can get from yesterday. Learn. Crying and mourning, having regret, will not change it. It has passed. You must learn to let it go. You must learn to let it go. There are some people that 10 years after, they are still flogging themselves. How on earth they missed the opportunity to become a millionaire? Blaming themselves. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, now you are still crying over it. You are still telling yourself, today I will not be where I am if not for the fact that I messed up and had 2 children out of marriage. That was in your yesterday. Let it go. There is a God who owns tomorrow, and he knows how to give people a new beginning. Rahab was a professional harlot. She did a prostitution to a national level that even the president of Jericho knew that she was an harlot. That when there was a strict law that no one should enter Jericho or leave Jericho, it was only the house of Rahab that the three spies could enter, because she was a commercial woman. But this same Rahab was the man that heaven picked up and brought out the woman in her. And she became the great-grandmother of Obed. And Obed became the great-grandfather of Jesse. And Jesse became the great-grandfather of David. And in the lineage of David, Jesus came. You will never be able to trace Jesus' lineage without mentioning the name Rahab. What a bad yesterday, but God gave her a bright tomorrow. Can you let your yesterday go for God to give you a tomorrow that will wash off your yesterday? If you try on your own, you will never be able to live it. But let God. Don't let the enemy steal your tomorrow by making you mourn and cry and sorrow, and then get you paralyzed today because of what you did yesterday. No motivation to continue today because of what you did yesterday. There are some today that are afraid to venture into something. Every time they remember the experience of yesterday, the past experience, everything inside of them shuts down. I won't try it. I will fail again. Listen to me. You may have failed in your marriage, but that's not enough to conclude that you were never created to be a wife or a husband. That failure was in your yesterday. In John chapter 4, a woman met with Jesus. She came innocently to draw water for her own domestic use. And she met a man by the well. And the man said to her, "Can you please give me a cup of water?" And then the woman began to pour her frustration on the stranger. And said, "Don't you know you are a Jew? And I am a Samaritan. You should have known by my appearance. You should have known when I showed up and didn't greet you. You should have known what men have done to me by the way, by my attitude." And Jesus said, "If thou knowest the gift of God, and the one who is asking you to give him water to drink, you would have given unto him this your natural water, and he in return will give you a living water that when you drink once, you won't need to come to the well anymore." And the woman, hearing that, she exclaimed, "Give me this water so that I will not need to come pull the ropes every day in this well." And instead of Jesus giving her water that she expected, Jesus asked her, "Where is your husband?" And she said, "I don't have a husband." Is it possible that a woman that five men have passed through her life will say, "I don't have a husband"? She said, "I don't have a husband." And Jesus said, "You have said the truth. Because you have been married five times. And yet you failed. And even the sixth one that is right now with you will still fail you again." My prayer for someone under the sound of my voice is that the woes of your yesterday is ending today and you are entering tomorrow free. He said, even the one that you are living with now is not even your husband. And the woman fell on her feet and said, for the first time, I have met a man who has satisfied my heart. In that well, Jesus gave that woman a sound tomorrow. I raise my hand on your behalf that every complication you are having in your life today, as a result of the error of yesterday, may the hand of the Lord give you a beautiful platform again. Somebody shout aloud, amen. Your womb may have been removed. That is yesterday. But God will give you a brand new tomorrow. I'd like you to forget your yesterday. Men may have failed you, but there is a man that never fails. Marriage may not have worked for you, but there is a God that will always work. Things may not have moved the way you wanted it to move in the past, but there is a God that can give people a new beginning. Can you leave your yesterday? Can you stop to judge yourself by the things you should have done that you never did? That is the reason for your going through what you are going through today. Can you forgive yourself and tell yourself, one of the titles of God is the Alpha and the Omega, and it means the beginning and the end. The implication is that he can start with you from the beginning, and he can start with you and get you to the end. But in case you lost the beginning, he can also create a new beginning for you. So give him a chance. He will give you another tomorrow. Don't let your enemy to steal your tomorrow by making you cry about yesterday. You can simply do nothing about yesterday. It is in the past. Let it go and move on. Tomorrow can be better, and tomorrow will be greater. I always know it, that while there is life, there is hope. A beggar today can become a giver tomorrow. If your enemy will not kill you in that prison and allow you to step out, there is hope for you. Tomorrow is better. Tomorrow is there. Tomorrow can be better. Don't kill yourself today. Don't take poison yet. Don't jump into the lagoon yet. Don't commit that suicide yet. Give God a chance. Tomorrow will be better. There's no time that is too late for our God to work new things in people's life. You may be as old as Sarah, but you can carry an Isaac and name him before you go to your grave. Allow him to give you a better tomorrow. If you take your today serious and invest well into it, your tomorrow can make up for the mistakes of yesterday. My prayer for you is that the tomorrow that is remaining for you, God will make it the best of your days. That your man is not good enough. Please, I'd like you to trust him. Trust God. He knows you ahead of time. It is only God that can fast forward time. It is only God that can rewind time. Whatever it is that is your own case, if it is to fast forward, God can fast forward time for you. Don't live in yesterday anymore. Tell yourself, he can give me a beautiful tomorrow. Take yourself serious today. I've seen those who failed, and just one failure, they gave up. In the university, I had a coursemate. He was in Futo studying chemical engineering, 400 level in Futo, second semester. He was rusticated because he wrote an exams for somebody in second year and he was caught. And at fourth year, entering his final year, he was expelled from school. And Jude never told his parents. He found a way to buy jam form, wrote jam, and gained admission into our school and studied chemical engineering with us. He was like our father. He was there. When he told me his story, I say it takes courage to do this. He went through from year one again. By this time, he was already 36 years. By this time that he started, he was already 36 years. But he went through and graduated with us. Today, Jude is working with the Federal Ministry of Environment. He's married with two children. You can't beat God. If you can invest today and forget your yesterday, He can give you a tomorrow that will wipe away your shame. Don't give up yet. You may have failed, but God has not failed. Business may have failed, but God has not failed. Your family may have failed you, but God has not failed. Don't die when your tomorrow is still bright. Don't jump into your lagoon when God has reserved a throne for you in the future. Tell yourself, no matter what, as long as there is life in me, I will still hope until my eyes see my hope. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, Abraham believed in hope against hope. Everything was at odds against Abraham, but he believed in hope. I see your tomorrow better than your yesterday. If you invest wisely, if you take your life again and said, I'm moving forward, I may be a mother of three, a single mother, but I am moving forward. My husband is coming. I may be a widow, but I am moving forward. God is going to start me again. I may be a widower, but I am moving forward. God is going to remember me again. I bet you it won't take long. Before you will lie in state, you will be able to say, I lost all hope, but Jehovah gave hope back to me. Are you here today listening to me? And you have lost hope of becoming a mother, becoming a father, hope of becoming a graduate. I listened to a young man 2 or 3 days ago, how that he went to Rivpoli and started. Before he could finish ND1, he dropped out. There was no money. He dropped out. And then he began to struggle and struggle and struggle again. And then gained admission into Futo and started studying. Before he could finish, there was no money. He dropped out again. 2 attempts, he dropped out. And I said to him, it's not yet over. Wherever the enemy put a full stop, God can delete it and put a comma for your life to begin. And I am speaking to someone here, prophetically declaring, wherever you have been forced to stop, that was not the plan of God, I declare, receive speed to continue on that journey. Receive speed to continue on that journey. Speed to continue on that journey. Masutalabaya. The devil can stop you, but that will not be without your consent. There are many things people have gone through in life. that if they begin to recall it, another person has finished University of Port Harcourt. It was only project, no money to submit the project. He stayed out, looked for money. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I pray for you here that whatever will stagnate your life, let God nail it in this service today. I don't need to sell my television to buy a better one. What I have will not finish until another one enters. If you keep selling to get a new one, you can't be rich to the point of dashing somebody. And I say, this must end. Everything that is a life waster, a time waster in your life, I command them to be separated from you. 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 I see a rope that is pulling you back. Every time you want to move forward, today, let that rope be disconnected. If you have ever seen a masquerade that is being tied from behind, that masquerade one is a dangerous masquerade. So there is a rope tied round his waist. The limitation of that masquerade is that he's not able to express what he has inside. So whenever that masquerade wants to express and manifest itself, the one who is holding the rope will pull the rope back. And that's how the lives of some people are. When you want to manifest, when your enlargement and your bigness want to come, something will just happen. And it will reduce you again. Today, the God who owns yesterday, the one who is the originator of today, the one who is the beautifier of tomorrow, has come in contact with you today. And I declare, every pullback in your life is removed. Da-da-da. Is removed. You can move on now. Yeah, you can move on now. You can progress now. You can enter your next level now. Another chapter can now be opened for you. You can enter another phase of your life now. If you are the one, jump to your feet and shout aloud, amen. Come on, shout aloud, amen.
My tomorrow must be greater than today.
That it cannot reach to you. His eyes in ever blind, he cannot see your teeth. His ears are not deep, that it cannot hear you cry. Your tomorrow must be greater.